Okay, good evening. This week's daf and daf Hashavu is daf Pei Beis. We left off on Pei Beis and Aleph. Right before the Mishnah, the second Mishnah. Right, so let's just recap where we are with the Mishnah. The Mishnah on top begins with the halacha that we don't make children fast, but there is a chinuch. In other words, there's no chiyum de raisa to make children fast. And Rashi says we wouldn't hold back food from them, but there is an age where chinuch is appropriate, chinuch for fasting. And the Mishnah mentions that as lifnei shana, the year prior to the year that's closest to their pirko, their perek is considered 13 or 12, boy or girl. And so the lifnei shana means the year before that year, which means 2 years before their bar bas mitzvah. And lifnei shnasai means prior to the 2 years, which means 3 years back. That's how we understand the Mishnah, with Rashi's help. And that's how it starts in the Mishnah. The Gemara asked the question, the basic question, if you're saying that they're going to start fasting from 3 years out, so then why would you say that they need to fast from 2 years out? It's obvious, it's included. So to this, Rav Chisda said, we're talking about two different children. A healthy child will fast 3 years out before their bar bas mitzvah. A weaker child will only start 2 years out from their bar bas mitzvah. Came along Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, and they started the fasting for a girl from the age of 8 and for a boy from the age of 9. And they said for a girl, 8 and 9, she's going to fast for a partial day, for hours, which we'll see in the Braisa coming up soon. She's gonna fast partially from 8 and 9. And 8 for a healthy child, 9 for a weaker child, and then 10 and 11, she's gonna complete the fast from the Rabbana. Right? Depending on if she's a healthy child, 10, and if she's a weaker child, 11. And then 12, everyone agrees, they rise, so she has to fast. And for a boy, Rav Nachman adds, that will start from the age of 9. 9 and 10, 9 healthy, 10 weaker, right? That will be for hours. And then 11 and 12 will be a complete fast, and they're abon on 11 for a healthier boy, 12 for a weaker boy, and 13 fast for good. Came along Rabbi Yochanan with the last opinion here. Rabbi Yochanan said there's no such thing as a child under 12 or 13 completing a fast. Even the Rabbanan, no such thing. He says they only start fasting, complete fast, from the time they're bar bas mitzvah. However, he says that they will fast, right? A girl, right, will fast from 10 and 11. For hours, 10 and 11. Only 1 year out. And a boy, 11 and 12, Lechera. Only 1 and 2 years out. 2 years for a healthy child, and 1 year for a weaker child, before the bar bas mitzvah. So those are the opinions here, right? Basically, right? If the Mishnah seems to indicate 2 and 3 years out, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman seems to indicate even as far as much as 4 years out, right? 8 is 4 years before 12, 9 is 4 years before 13. And Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says, there's no such thing as Ashlama Midrabanan for children, only from the time they're Bar Bas Mitzvah, and he says only 1 and 2 years out. So the Gemara tries to align and coordinate these Shitas with our Mishnah. And the Gemara first starts with a question on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, what are you talking about? You say 1 and 2 years out, right? And the Gemara in this question asking on Rabbi Yochanan, it addresses how the Mishnah can work with Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. And this was, right, I think we saw this Rashi. Right, did we see the Rashis? Rav Nachman Amar Leparlik, I think we saw that. I think we saw this Rashi, maybe we'll try to see it again. But Rashi addresses how it can work out according to Rav Huna and Nachman. We saw Rav Huna and Nachman, the Chayra held 4 years out. The Mishnah says only 3 years out, right? That's the earliest a child will begin fasting. So what do you do with that? How do you answer that question? So let's see this Rashi inside, yeah? Rashi Rav Nachman, Tznan. Rashi Tznan. You see the Rashi Tznan? Smack in the middle of the narrow lines. First of the line is Tznan. Yeah, it's not. a couple lines after Rav Nachman Omer. We learned in the Mishnah that we make the child fast for hours. Prior to a year, which means 2 years out. And prior to 2 years out, which means 3 years. Everything's going to make sense according to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, who say that there is such thing as Hashlom Rabbanon. It's like we said, even though they said that the healthy child is going to start fasting 4 years out, we can explain our Mishnah as kula b'chayla. The Mishnah is entirely dealing with a chayla. So that's why it's 3 years out. We said, Rav Nachman Huna talk about a chayla. They say, for a healthy child starts 4 years out, but for a weaker child starts 3 years out. So our Mishnah discusses 3 years out, is talking about a chayla. V'achi kam Rashi says, and this is what the Mishnah means. Zakhtar Ashi, you know what the explanation is? Why the Mishnah says 2 and 3 years out? So this is maybe different. No, it's not different necessarily than what we said earlier. Well, it is different than what we said earlier. When Rav Chisda started the explanation of the Mishnah, he explained that the Mishnah's distinction between 2 and 3 years out is the difference between a healthy boy and a weaker boy, right? Healthy girl and weaker boy, girl. So Rashi tells us now something very interesting. Rashi says that the way to make the Rav Huna work is to say that our Mishnah, according to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, our Mishnah is only talking about a sickly child. So then what's the distinction between 2 and 3? Because according to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, it doesn't make sense why I would say 4. They say it's 4 years out, so why does the Mishnah say 3 years out? So the explanation is that according to them, the Mishnah is only discussing a weaker child. And that's why it's only 3 years out. The healthier child starts 4 years out, but the Mishnah is not discussing that. But once you go that route, to explain Rav Huna and Nachman, you lose the Rav Chisda's answer that the distinction in the Mishnah between 2 and 3 years is for a healthy and weaker child, because you just said it's only talking about a weaker child. So this Rashi addresses what the Gemara says, that it's not, we're talking about the same child, the same unhealthy child, 3 years out. What's the 2 and 3 years counting from? Counting from different counts. The 3 years is counting from the Bar Bas Mitzvah, the Din D'Oraisa. That's the second thing. The 2 years is counting from the Din D'Rabbanan. According to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, you complete the fast Din D'Rabbanan 1 and 2 years out. Well, according, right, for a unhealthy child, it'll be 1 year before the Bar Bas Mitzvah. And if it's 1 year before the Bar Bas Mitzvah, so then, 1 year before the Bar Bas Mitzvah, that means age 11 for a girl, age 12 for a boy, and 2 years prior to that date, let's say a girl, 2 years prior to the girl being 11 is when the age is 9. So according to Rashi, the way to explain this Gemara is Rav Huna and Rav Nachman are going to say that our Mishnah is only talking about an unhealthy child, and that's why it's 3 years from their Bar Bas Mitzvah. And the Mishnah said that this 2 years before the Bar Bas Mitzvah is talking about from the date of the Ashlama Midrabbanon, from the date of the completion of the Rabbanon, not from the Din D'Oraisa. So 11 minus 2 is 9. And 12 minus 3 is also 9. We're talking about the same unhealthy child. Okay. Continues Rashi, the Omar Ravuno, the Shana Sirius, Mechamcha Satinaikis, Hachayla, the Shais, in the 10th year, which is 9 years and a day, we are Mechanech the girl. She lifnei shana smuchel perek. This is 1 year closest to her bas mitzvah, shlamas devrayim, which is when she has to finish the fast according to the Rabbanon in the 12th year, meaning when she's 11. Shehi bishnas yud beis. That's in the 12th year lechayla. Dehain lifnei shtayim has smuchel perek deraisa. Then this means, right, that it'll be dehain lifnei shtayim. It's before 2 years. That's closest to the. It's prior to 2 years, closest to her Din D'Oraisa, which starts at 12. So it's prior to that, which means age 9. Right? That's the Rashi El Rabbi Yochanan Kasha we saw last night. I believe we saw that entire Rashi. Yeah. So the Kasha then Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says there is no Ashlamah D'Rabbanan, so then what's the distinction of why there's 3 and 2 years? And according to Rabbi Yochanan's second part of his statement says that there's really only 1 and 2 years. So how do we explain Rabbi Yochanan? So I don't remember if we saw Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara. We're on the first narrow line of the Gemara. Amar lach Rabbi Yochanan, Mai shana ishtayim, samach lepirkan. You know what you're going to say? According to Rabbi Yochanan, he's going to have a different gears than our Mishnah. It's not going to stay lifnei shana, lifnei shtayim, which we translated to mean 2 and 3 years out. Rather, he's going to say just shana and just shtayim, which means literally 1 and 2 years out, like our Havmina was when our Muskarishin of looking at the Mishnah, when it said lifnei shana, lifnei shtayim, we thought it meant 1 and 2 years out. Then we explained with Rashi that it really means prior to 1 year, prior to 2 years, which means 2 and 3 years out. Well, Rabbi Yochanan goes back to the original understanding that it means 1 and 2 years out. He says shana shtayim, 1 and 2 years out. So Rashi Amar Rabbi Yochanan at the end of the first wide line, Loi ta'ani lifnei shana, the mashma shtayim. Don't learn it as before 1 year, which is mashma 2 years. Lifnei shtayim, before 2 years, the mashma gimel shanim. Elohim mechanchina isa shana samach lepirka b'chayla v'shtayim lebori. Just learn it as 1 year out from the bar bas mitzvah, or 2 years out from the bar bas mitzvah for a healthy child. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan will fit very well with our Mishnah, with that emendation of taking out the Lefnei, just talking about 1 and 2 years out. That's exactly Rabbi Yochanan's Shita. So we've explained the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yochanan, and really we've explained the Mishnah right with the emendation, and we explained the Mishnah according to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman if we're talking about an unhealthy child. Fine. Zakti Mara Vaiter on the first wide line. Tashma, now that we said that the Mishnah can work with Rabbi Yochanan, while actually being a Braisa to support this. The Tani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Rabbi Bar Shmuel taught over a Braisa on the first wide line. Tinoikos, Eima Ananis Sam Yamek Yipurim, same lashon as our Mishnah. We don't make children fast. Al Mechalchana Yisan, Shana Yishtaim Samach Lepirkam. But we are Mechanech them to fast. And it's going to mean, Meshayis, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is no Ashlama, 1 and 2 years out, closest to their bar bas mitzvah. And this Bryce, he uses the word shana oishtayim, not lifnei shana, lifnei shtayim, just shana oishtayim, which is exactly the way that Rabbi Yochanan had the emendation of our Mishnah, the Girsa and our Mishnah. So Jashi, Toshma, the Tana Rabbi Bashmol, second wide line, shana oishtayim, kirab Yochanan, right, exactly, 1 and 2 years, like Rabbi Yochanan said, Tani lifnei shana, lifnei shtayim. This Bryce does not say prior to 1 year, prior to 2 years, which we understand in our Mishnah to mean 2 and 3 years out. No, the Braisa just says before. The Braisa just says 1 and 2 years out, which would mean for a girl would mean 11 or 12, depending on healthy or unhealthy. And for a boy, for a girl, it'd be 10 and 11. For a boy, it'd be 11 and 12. Fine. Now the Gemara asks the question back on Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. As Bishlam of Rabbi Yochanan, it will make sense according to Rabbi Yochanan. Nicha, it's all good. As we explained, the Braisa is all good. El Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, Kashyo. What will Rav Huna and Rav Nachman do with this Braisa? The Braisa says 1 and 2 years out. Rav Huna and Rav Nachman explained as much as 4 years out. So what are we going to do? So Mara says, Rabbi Yochanan Nicha, I'm sorry, let's see Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan Nicha, Umukila, Shana, Lachayla, Shtaim, Labari. The way Rabbi Yochanan explains that it works is we're talking about 1 and 2 years out, depending on healthy or unhealthy. El Rav Huna, Rashi continues. Three lines before the Mishnah and the wide lines of Rashi. El Rav Huna, Rav Nachman Kashyo, the Chinuch L'Shoyis Hu. It's a partial chinuch. It's a partial fast day. Upachay Shebechinuchin L'Shoyis L'Dedhu is Gimel Shanim Avi. Right? If we're talking about a partial fast, which is the way we understood the Braisa according to Rabbi Yochanan, so we're talking about the same partial fast according to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. And according to them, the latest that someone would fast only partially would be 3 years out, not 1 and 2 years out. They say that a week girl, right, for example, will start fasting 3 years before a bas mitzvah at age 9. But according to this Braisa, it seems to be saying that there's a fasting, that's a partial fasting of 1 and 2 years out. That means age 10 and 11. So it doesn't stim. Rashi continues. Rav Huna said that a weak girl would start fasting in her 10th year, which is age 9. Braisa says that the farthest back from the bas mitzvah that this girl would fast would be 2 years out, not 3 years out, so it doesn't stim. Rice is saying 2 years before bas mitzvah, age 10, and Rav Huna is to be understood at age 9. So how do you make this stim with Rav Huna? So Gemara answers, Amalach Rabbanon, Amilach Rabbanon, Avunah Reb Nachman will answer, my chinuch, what does this braisa mean by chinuch? Nami dekatani hashlama. It doesn't mean a partial fast. This braisa, when you examine the braisa again, the braisa is on the first white line. If the part that we want to examine is on the second white line. Avun mechanchnei son, shono ishtayim. Right? So in the initial glance, the question was, in the Havmin over here, but the question, Mechanchen means a partial fast. Now we're being told to answer that it's Rav Huna Rav Nachman, we're talking about the complete fast. Mechanchen is going on the complete fast. And there, Rav Huna Rav Nachman say the complete fast happens 1 and 2 years out from the Barabbas Mitzvah. So now, the Braisa will shtimma, Rav Huna, if we're dealing with a complete fast, then that's Rav Huna Rav Nachman also say it's only 1 and 2 years out. The problem was, but we thought that we were talking about a partial fast. Maras, is this so? Mikari lechinuch hashlama? Is it really the definition of chinuch talking about the complete fast? I thought it should be talking about a partial fast. But Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, is a chinuch. What is chinuch? What does it mean? A partial fast. What does it mean to mechanach a child for a partial fast? Hayirogel lecha b'shtei shoyis, machilim ha'sal shoyis. We push off their mealtime for 1 hour. If they were used to eating in the second hour of the day, we push off their eating to the third hour of the day. B'sholosh, if they're used to eating in the third hour of the day, machilim ha'sal b'arba. We push off their fast to the fourth hour of the day. So therefore, we see from this braisa of defining what it means to do a partial fast, that it means to push off the eating for an hour. So it doesn't sound mashma that chinuch is a complete fast, which brings back our question. If chinuch is not a complete fast, then how do you make the braisa, which says mechanchin for 1 and 2 years out, shtim with Rav Huna who say that the partial fast begins 3 years and 4 years out. So Mara says, you know what the answer to this is? Amar Avarula, tzvei chinuch rave. Chinuch can mean two things. Chinuch really means, the general category of chinuch means preparing them. But chinuch could refer to a complete fast type of chinuch, which according to Rav Huna would be 3 and 4 years out. And it could also, chinuch could mean like this braisa that we just learned, it could mean a partial fast. I'm sorry, it could mean a partial fast like Rav Huna holds, which is 3 and 4 years out, like we just saw in this last braisa, or it could mean a complete fast, which is the way Rav Huna would understand the earlier braisa that says that we prepare them 1 and 2 years out. That's referring to a complete fast. So chinuch can refer to either a partial fast or a complete fast. Therefore, we don't have a kasha from this braisa, from our original braisa that says 1 and 2 years. It's not a stira with Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. So Jashi. So Jashi, my chinuch dekatani hashlama. This is in the question to Devrayim, hashlama of the Rabbanon. Ulidon nami hashlama de Devrayim, shtaim lebori, lefnei hashlama de Raiso, achas lecholo. What's this Rashi? Remember this Rashi, 1 second. My chinuch dekatani hashlama, this is going back in the question. We thought that chinuch, and this was the answer. This was the answer. That Rav Huna and Rav Nachman will say that chinuch refers to a complete fast also, which to them only starts 1 and 2 years out. To the Devarim, according to Rabbanon, that's what they hold. You fast before Bar Bas Mitzvah, according to Rabbanon, not according to Rebbechon. According to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, there is a din Rabbanon, fasting complete day in 11 and 12 for a boy, for 10 and 11 for a girl. Ulu didon nami, Rashi says, and according to us also, Hashlama to the Devarim, the complete fast, according to Rabbanon, is shtayim lebori, 2 years out for a healthy child. Lifnei hashlama de'raiso, achas lecholo. And before the hashlama de'raiso, right, 2 years out before the hashlama de'raiso, which would be at age 12 for a girl, or achas lecholo, or 1 year out for a sickly child. Okay. Yeah, Zakti Gemara. I'm sorry, new Mishnah, yeah? New Mishnah. Zakti Mishnah. Ubra sheirecha. If a pregnant woman smelled a certain food that gets her going, this food, she has to eat it, right? She smelled a smell and she can't avoid it. So we have to feed it to her Ivra on Yom Kippur. It's dangerous. She has a fetus in her, and we're afraid that she might, it's sakonas nefashos. If you have a person who's sickly, you could feed them according to the doctors. If there are no doctors available, we will take his word for it until he says, you know, it's enough. I don't need to eat anymore. We'll take his word for it and we'll stop feeding him. But we will feed him even in the absence of doctors, so that again we avoid the sakanas nefashos. Zakjashi, uber sheirecha, uber. Sherecha uber mereach. Rashi says the fetus smelled it, smelled the food. Reach tavshil, smell of certain cooked dish. Fumes avaloi. The fetus is desiring and hurting her, right? Desiring the food. Vim einoi chela shneim sukaron. Rashi says if they both don't eat, then we're gonna have a sakana on our hands, both the child, the fetus, and the mother. Al pi v'kiyin, Rashi says im yomru shnei roifim. If two doctors say shumasukin im eni yoicho, that is dangerous. If the chayla does not eat, so then two doctors you need. Two doctors to say that if he is dangerous if he doesn't eat, so then we'll feed him on Yom Kippur. Well, if there's no doctors, we'll wait for him. We'll feed him and wait for him. Okay, Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the braisa that continues over here with a similar halacha to our Mishnah about an ubra that smelled, not in Kippur, but other times that she wasn't allowed to eat, and how you go about feeding her, which will be the same din for us on Yom Kippur. And then we'll go off on a little bit of a tangent about the Gimel Chamurais, right? The three Averis that a person has to be Yorig Valyavar to be killed and not be over them, as opposed to the rest of the mitzvahs in the Torah, where the din v'chai bohem will apply. You have to live through the mitzvahs, not die through the mitzvahs. Shkoyach, have a good night.